Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey, Star Wars fans, welcome back to Star Wars Hangout. Lottie and I are continuing the Rebels rewatch. Now, the following episodes were pre-recorded this past summer. We are now posting all of Season 1 here on Star Wars Hangout. If you have thoughts on Rebels Season 2, get those transmissions in ASAP, and we'll feature you on the show. Thanks for listening, and may the Force be with you. Hey, Star Wars fans, welcome back to A Galaxy Far, Far Away. I'm your host, Ezra, the Flannel, Space Wizard, Y-Wing Enthusiast, Callsign Gold Leader. We are back with our Rebels rewatch. Today we're discussing Season 1, Episode 9, Gathering Forces. But before we dive into all of that, let's check in with our trusty Padawan learner, the Princess of Brightree Village, my wonderful co-host and yours, Lottie.
Hiya, schön, dass ihr da seid an einem regnerischen Montagabend on a rainy Monday night in Ohio. And, you know, it's just about the ordinary. I just got done clipping my nails, my toenails, and now I have to put on my socks real quick.
Okay. That's, you know.
Sorry.
When you're hanging out, you know, you're just traveling around hyperspace, it's like, this is what you do on the spaceship, you know?
Right.
Right after you get done watching some Rebels, you just gotta...
Yep.
Wow.
Whoa. Surprise. What did we have for dinner tonight, sweetie?
Salad?
Right.
Big surprise?
Yep.
That's a big surprise. We had more salad. Gosh, we had some nice little ice cream to top it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gotta have that ice cream. It's so good.
Yeah. I don't know. The more we talk about it, the hungrier I'm getting, so maybe we should stop.
No, we can do it.
Yeah, we're almost to bedtime, so let's
Sweetie,
just...
you're just thirsty.
I am.
Think of Hydro Girl.
I'm looking at Hydro Girl, and I'm thinking about it right now, and I am thirsty. You're darn right about that. So... thirsty for some more Rebels action is what I'm thirsty for. Okay.
Let's go.
So, all right, friends, we're going to dive kind of right into this. This is Gathering Forces Episode 9. We learned that Sebo failed to save his parents, Ezra's parents, from being abducted by the Empire. And it causes Ezra to lash out at Sebo for betraying his parents' trust. Amidst the chase, the Imperials managed to attach a homing beacon to the hull of the Phantom. Now, the Phantom is the ship that's inside the Ghost. It's a separate ship, right, which is important because Kanan decides, hey, let's actually drop the Phantom out the back, and he'll take Ezra with him. They're going to go to Fort Anaxes, where Kanan teaches Ezra to forgive Sebo by admitting his fear of not knowing what happened to his parents. So it's like admitting that is really what helps him kind of get over, manage some of the fear and disconnection, the block that he had going on with the Force and connecting to creatures. And by the way, thanks, shout out to Anthony, who provided the name of the pronunciation for Fear Nox. So thanks for that. And we're connecting to some Fear Nox in this episode, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see. They're cornered by the Inquisitor and other Imperials there. Kanan is injured. But we use those that connection with those beasts to kind of overcome, buy Kanan some time, if you will. So, yeah, he kind of summons a giant for a knockup against the Inquisitor, and it allows the two to escape. Back on the Ghost, Sabine gives Ezra a picture of his parents that she found in his house. Afterwards, the Ghost crew take Tsibo to Fulcrum, where Hera offers to relay to Ezra what Tsibo knows of his parents. There we go. Quick little summary for you guys. It's actually jammed-packed with stuff. Mm-hmm. There's tons of stuff in this episode.
I love this episode.
Yeah, it was really good. Your initial thought, you loved it. Anything else you were kind of mulling over there?
Yeah, I loved the arc. Really, I thought, like, is it fair of Ezra to blame Tsibo and not forgive him and blame him for, you know, we don't know the death of his parents, but...
Right.
For not being able to defend them or whatever, or protect them. And I always have a problem when people are like that, because if you're threatened... Like, if your life is threatened, we don't know how we would act. And it's just in our human nature to protect ourselves. And we don't know what happened that day, really. So it's almost like everyone hates Peter Pettigrew. I'm not defending him, like Harry Potter, talk Harry Potter on the podcast.
That's great.
But everyone hates him for that he betrayed his friends, but also his life was threatened, and who would have come to his aid, really? And I don't know, people show some more understanding. It's not great, it's not heroic, but at the same time, blame not the person who failed to be brave in that moment, but blame the people who actually threatened and killed, and I don't know, attack people. So,
the Empire, right? In this situation, it'd be the Empire. Those who have kind of captured Ezra's parents and all that stuff. Yeah, Tsibo is just trying to... We kind of figure out in this arc that he's trying to get information to make up for that, for not being there and for not kind of looking out after Ezra and helping him. Ezra talks about being alone and having to kind of learn stuff on his own since he was 7 years old.
He admits that he had to give up hope basically in order to survive, really, to basically avoid disappointment, right?
Yeah, kind of falling into a pit of despair, thinking about his parents. He had to, you know, he a part of him. It's weird because you can go one of two ways. You could hold on to that hope.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know. It's the uncertainty, right?
Yeah.
And he can go either way. Either he says to himself, "Yeah, my parents are not alive, and I'm going to just say that and face that truth," air quote truth. He doesn't know. He really doesn't know, but he's afraid to kind of hope, which Kanan kind of pulls out of him at the end of this episode.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool when Kanan said, admitting that you're afraid makes you braver than most. Mm-hmm. So that's the first step, really. Because this whole, like, often we just need someone to blame for things that are not their fault. To avoid admitting that it's our own feelings and our own emotions that hurt the most.
Yeah.
And that's what we see with Ezra. He goes through that whole, okay, I have to admit it's me. I'm afraid. I have to deal with my emotions.
Yeah. And he says, I'm sorry, right? And he almost, it's such an emotional thing that he reaches out in the forest to Tsibo. Yeah. It wakes him up on the ship. And so he has a moment of clarity, and he's actually able to pass on some information to Hera because he's checked in on the files for Ezra's parents. But yeah, you're right. I mean, it is something that there's a good lessons in there. There's a really good, kind of theme, I guess, of admitting, being honest with yourself.
Yes.
Not being afraid to sort of face that fear that you have inside of you. And it's okay to hope too, as well, right? That he can fight for and seek hope and not fall into this despair, but also acknowledge that, like, that's what he was worried about. That's what he's been trying to kind of fend off for all these years.
Right. So
he gets really agitated when Sabine wants to talk to him about stuff. He just gets real short and he kind of shuts down and everything. So.
And he actually, in this episode, for the first time, I think he gets really close to what it means to reach out for the dark side of the power. Side of the force.
Yeah, no, that's either way you can say dark side power or dark side force. Kanan kind of says that he wasn't ready for this when he attaches to this monster kind of Fearnok. It's like, okay, this thing walks up behind him and it's huge. He had to draw upon so much of the force, and his connection had to be so strong that he was enraged because of what was happening to his master. The Grand Inquisitor's bearing down on him, just talking a lot of crap, actually. So, yeah, he kind of gives in to a little bit. He's drawn closer to the dark side.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's young. He's young. I mean, you think about when we were all younger, right, in our teens and hormonal and all sorts of stuff, like, it's easy to slip into those emotions.
Yes.
Right, and get carried away.
Even when we're older, even as adults. That's true. It's when we act out of fear or anger or hate, you feel there is a power behind it, but often we fail to do the right thing, or we can't really think straight. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's what happens to Ezra here too.
Fear can cause all sorts of different types of reactions.
Yeah,
you've got SIBO, you've got Ezra dealing with it. Kanan admits too, as well, in several episodes and going forward, is fear of being a good enough teacher, a master, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
for Ezra. So
yes,
we all have them, and it's as Kanan says, acknowledging it is a really important piece and brave. So yeah,
when the Grand Inquisitor said he senses a shift in the Force, did he mean that Ezra's kind of emotionally shifting to the dark side, or touching parts of the dark side?
I think he mentioned. So at first, it's just like, there's the tracking beacon, which is something that the Imperials can track. And then the Grand Inquisitor is using the Force to track them because he senses Kanan and Ezra, and he wants to make sure that they're the ones on that ship. And so when he senses a shift, I think he really just means that they left and that they went a certain direction.
Okay.
So he's seeking them, right?
Gotcha.
And that's Kanan knew that as well. Kanan said on the ship, he's like, the Grand Inquisitor is with him. He'll be tracking us. And the really cool thing about the Kenobi series is that Jedi leave a trace, and the Inquisitors have been taught to trace that. You can tell from the trailer that there is this path. They can't help it but to get involved and to be helpful and, hope. There's wherever you see people hoping and being optimistic or whatever, because someone did the right thing and they did good, that is the trail of the Jedi.
Yeah, I love that trailer.
It's cool.
I absolutely love the trailer and can't wait for the show.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna be awesome. So yeah, that's what he's tracking. That's him sensing them in the Force. And also, it does happen though. When in the prequels, like when Anakin is when Anakin's struggling, Yoda can sense it. Qui-Gon, who has died and is in the nether side of the Force, comes back and can, like, Yoda can hear him crying out to Anakin and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So as a Force user is shifting one way or the other, as they're out of balance, other masters can sometimes feel that. Sometimes it's proximity that matters, or like Yoda and Mace Windu, if they're in deep meditation, they can stretch their minds and their senses far beyond what maybe we would consider typical, I guess, for a Jedi. So yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty sick, actually. Okay. What else? Do you have any other notes there?
Yes. So the Inquisitor and Ezra scene, when Ezra was struggling and the Inquisitor was like almost like joyful at his struggle, and like, oh yeah, go ahead, you can feel it. I know you can feel it. And it reminded me so much of the Emperor and Luke scene in Episode 6, Return of the Jedi.
Oh yeah. Yes. Yes, you can feel the anger flowing. I can feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah, let it out. And like almost baiting you into continuing down that path. And it's just, they do it for an acknowledgement, right? They speak it out loud so that that way kids and other people can really see it. Mm. Because otherwise, if truly, you wouldn't want to bring it to their attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just like to remind folks, like, that's where you can tell it's meant to send a message and teach kids something. Those Sith users are very obviously, blatantly trying to pull out anger and hate and all these different things from the Force user. Yeah. So, because otherwise, Palpatine would just sit back and grin and chuckle because he knows it's happening. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's a cool parallel. It's definitely a connection for sure. So, the fight's pretty cool. What'd you think of the fight between Kanan and
That was awesome.
Yeah. The Inquisitor is pretty powerful, though, right?
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
He's very skilled with the lightsabers.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And he, like, Kanan, they do a really good job, but it seems like what gets Kanan a lot of times is the force push or the extra force maneuver. So it shows you, he even says, he's almost like making fun of Kanan's training and saying that, like, you know, he never was fully trained. He's almost telling Ezra, like, you could be fully trained, more so. What's up?
Sorry, yeah. Just something on the computer.
Okay. Yeah.
I
felt a great disturbance in the force.
There was a little window that was tracking everything you said. Like, it would type out what you said. It just popped up.
Is that my computer?
Yeah.
That's going to be Siri. And Siri's going to try to say everything back to us somehow. You must have accidentally typed it. Or when I say the word seriously, then Siri, you know, pops in there and we'll start to talk to us. So that's going to be something we're going to have to shut off.
Yeah. It's scary sometimes.
Yeah, just listening in. Siri wants to be in on the podcast. So, yeah. Yeah, but anyways, the lightsaber fight is really cool. And it's just pretty solid action.
It's pretty funny when Ezra tries to attack and then, nope, he just takes a lightsaber away with the force.
And that's good. Like, that's a good thing because Ezra is strong, but he's untrained. He's not yet there. And that's also another lure could be for the Inquisitor to say, I can train you, right? You can come with me. Your master clearly can't keep up. And we're going to have to watch as that continues because he's on their trail for sure.
Yeah.
Big time. So the other thing was Fulcrum in this episode. So Fulcrum is there. Tsibo has all this information, coordinates for kind of troop deployments, supply runs, all this stuff from the Empire. And it would be really important to get him to, I almost said the name. Wow. To Fulcrum.
Who is this Fulcrum?
Yeah. Who is Fulcrum? Yeah. I almost said it. Wow. So it is a rewatch for me, and just so you guys know, it's a first time watch for Lottie. So we've got a lot of surprises to come. I think in her listening to me podcast with Matt, and just in general talking about it, I think I've already spoiled a couple things, but it's okay. It's been out for years.
Oh,
it's just fun.
Sometimes I just tune out when you guys are.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Good. Sorry, I had to play Pokemon today.
Oh, okay, yeah, and you beat that round, which is cool.
Yes.
Finally, the big boss. Yeah.
Yeah, Electrode. Oh, Electrode. He's tough.
Did you use the Force?
I think I did. I mean, surprisingly, I beat him at the first try. I don't know how I did that.
Wow. The Force is strong in you. That's how. That's how. Yeah. That's cool.
We'll see about that.
Yeah. Now, here's my question, I guess, as we bounce out of this. This discussion. So it was a great episode. Lots of cool development between Ezra and Kanan. I was so caught up in the story and the lightsaber battles. I didn't check for any real like Easter eggs. Like, you'd mentioned the connection to episode 6, which was really good. We'll have to go back. If we miss any of those, feel free. Leave us a message. Send Lottie a message, by the way, at Charlotte Sue, or you can send it to at Fleur and Bill. And we'll be checking those and we can chat about them. Cause I love when you guys reach out and we have comments for the show.
Yes. Thank you, by the way, to Jack and Wesley for the emails. They were really, really nice that you just, you know, even if it's sometimes just, hey, cool, like, it's cool what you're doing. And we'd like to hear your thoughts. And
yeah, it's good encouragement. So it's
that was very, very nice. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So if we do miss anything or if there's an additional thought that you have, again, we don't care if we're on season 2 or season 3. Send it to us because we're gonna be doing this for quite some time. Mm-hmm. So,
how many seasons are they?
Four. Yeah.
Okay.
And we're gonna be doing sort of so Matt and I will be covering on Hyperspace Hangout some of our thoughts for Kenobi. We'll have Lottie on for that as well as we watch it.
Will you?
Yes, we are, because I'm also gonna have an extended conversation over on my other channel, Super Easy Lore, where I'm gonna be talking more about it. And getting into some of the, because with Matt, I tend to talk a lot about just what happened and we really get initial thoughts and reactions. Mm-hmm. And on that, I try to really dig deeper into the lore and find a lot of those Easter eggs and that kind of stuff, or really dig deep into connections, even historically inside of Star Wars. I saw some leaked images. Well, not leaked. I think it was Entertainment Weekly released some stuff for Kenobi just today. And Matt and I are going to talk about it later at some point, but I was looking at some of the design of the clothes and stuff, and it's like I want to talk about, you know, that. And so sometimes I'll go into just some of the history in Star Wars and why they choose certain items mm-hmm. or mention certain things, because they're tiebacks to the, you know, like some of the original series.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, going back to 1977, you know. So anyway, but yeah, anyways, just a heads up there. Yeah, I guess heads up for Lottie too. She's gonna be covering Kenobi. I don't know, it's going to be fun. And you now have a better understanding of this time period, because
yes.
you know what Inquisitors are. You know that Kenobi is actually 5 years before where we're at. So you're going to go mm-hmm. 5 years backwards, right? Ezra's much younger. Kanan, you know, we'll have to look at where he's at and everything. But this is all pre-Rebels. So those Inquisitors are still there.
He's probably not in the show. But, like, it would be cool to see a real-life cast of Ezra and Kanan.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If there was ever a chance, that is actually something that would be really cool. I can't believe you just said that. So let me think here. So Kanan Jarrus, voice actor, you guys are going to know him as soon as I mention him. So Freddie Prinze Jr. does the voice, and he's actually been in the 90s. He was in a lot of films, and he's done a lot of live action stuff. So it would be wild if they actually brought him in as sort of a younger...
Oh, that'd be cool.
...Kanan or something.
Yeah,
and
I can
just
see that.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
His voice is fantastic. So, you know, Lottie wants to see it. She wants to see Kanan in Kenobi, watching it right now. Freddie Prinze Jr., bring him in. Right? Why not?
Yeah.
Why
he
not?
Looks like a good Kanan. Yep.
Yeah, so...
Just give him a little ponytail.
A little ponytail. Yep. Yeah, action. Yeah, he'd be... good to go. Wouldn't that be shocking if he were in it in
yes.
some way? Even
yes.
if he's not talking to Obi-Wan or
That'd
something.
That'd be awesome.
It would be really cool. There's a great connection in the beginning of Rebels where we have the holocron, and it's actually Obi-Wan telling all the Jedi to stay away and everything, and to continue to trust in the Force, and that a new hope will arise. So, yeah. Cool. I can't wait. Cannot wait. Okay, I think, yeah, for this episode, I think that's pretty much it for us. Just kind of wanted to, you know, pull out some of those bigger pieces. And Sibo, oh yeah, do you think that Hera is going to, she started to tell Ezra, I have something to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But then Kanan's like, hey, he needs a minute. You
yeah.
know? What do you think it was that she was going to say? What do you think about Ezra's parents and their fate?
Well... the problem is, I already know.
Do you?
That it's unknown, really, what happened to them. You already told me at some point, I think.
I did?
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember.
Were you asking? Did you ask me directly and I just answered?
I think that was before we started watching the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know where it
maybe
came
you're
up
just
or,
maybe you're I don't know.
Maybe I'm just reading your mind.
Maybe you're reading my mind.
So she knows something, right? Sibo told her something.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, and she doesn't get to reveal it here. She's going to reveal it.
She is going to
Is she? I don't know.
I don't know.
Is she? Kanan stops her.
Does Kanan know what
Kanan
she's going to
say? Kanan
just
knows that Ezra had a hard time and he needs a minute because he went through a lot.
Mm.
He doesn't know what Hera knows. He and Hera haven't talked. Ezra gets back on the ship right away, and he goes to sit down, and Kanan's like, hold on. She's like, Ezra, I have something to tell you. And they just got back. He's like, hey, hold on a second, Hera. He needs a minute.
Well, I feel like Hera, if she was going to tell him they were dead, she wouldn't do it right away. She seems like a very empathetic person, and mm-hmm. I don't think she would just approach him and say, hey, Ezra, I got to tell you something. Your parents are dead.
Right. Yeah.
So I think it would be something more positive and hopeful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then Yeah. You're over here trying to tell you I spoiled stuff. I don't think I ever said, and I am not going to even confirm one way or the other, actually.
Okay.
So I think you're going to have to wait and find out.
I think you were just so excited when you watched the show that you just told me some stuff.
Don't think I did.
Okay.
Because I can tell. Okay. I'm not going to say one way or the other because I want you to just keep watching and stuff.
Yeah. So. I will find out tomorrow.
I know for a fact then based upon what you believe now that I said, I know for a fact you'll be surprised. I can say that. So there you go. Take that curveball. All right.
That's confusing.
Take that curveball. Gosh.
All right.
All right, friends, we're keeping this a little bit short. It just got a little bit late over here, you know. Again, we were rushing around clipping toenails at the beginning of this this episode, so clearly we're a little busy. We're trying to pump these out, you know, daily, Monday through Friday, as much as we can. So again, we would love to hear from you guys, and if you got thoughts and you know where we're headed as well, if you want to send myself a message or like a question about an episode for Lottie or something, some way to kind of interact, feel free to do it. Just hit me up at womprat_2m. If you want to send her something that's kind of non-spoilers, don't be, you know, don't be a jerk. Don't be sending spoilers to Lottie. She doesn't need that crap, okay? You send them to me, all right? But yeah, just reach out to us. We'd love to chat with you guys. So, and yeah, I think that's it for this week. We'll be back with episode 10. I cannot wait to just keep driving ahead here. The more we do, the more excited I get towards like the end of season one and season two. We have so much to cover.
Yeah, me too.
So much. So, all right, friends. Well, hey, it's time to say farewell for now. Yeah, thanks for joining us for another Rebels rewatch episode. In the meantime, if you like our podcast, don't forget to subscribe, like us, write that review, leave a comment, or send us a message at Charlotte Sue or at womprat_2m. We will see you next time. And as always, may the Force be with you.
Oh.
Oh my God. Oh.
Wow.
That is literally hilarious. I've never seen. It was almost like you did this. You went. Totally. Whew, okay.
Right, yeah, for everyone who didn't see it, I was trying to bow down like a master and I hit my head on the microphone.
Much to learn. You still have.
Yeah, I guess I'm not a master yet, but that's why I have you.
You're working on it.
Yeah. All right. Juicy.
Juicy. Hey friends, thanks for listening to this week's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave us that review, check out our extra episodes on Patreon and Apple Premium. This is the way.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.